Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Happy Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Memorial Day. It's going to be a great weekend. But don't forget the reason for the weekend, and that is to remember our fallen heroes in this country that have allowed us to have a program like this, talk about the things that we talk about, and remain a free country. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome to KFDX. Is that right, Sean?
Yes.
Is it KFDX? KFXD.
Yeah.
Right? Portland, Oregon. Freedom 970. My fault. Sorry about that. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. We're adding stations so fast, I can't keep track of
them. Now you got me confused.
Yeah, right? Well, we'll correct that in just a second. Portland, Oregon, Freedom 970 AM. You are on the Armed American Radio Network. Welcome. It's great to have you joining us and talking about things that go bang. Because we like things that go bang. This is Armed American Radio. And if you want to participate in the broadcast today, feel free. Jump in. Join us. The water's warm. The powder's dry. 877-956-9566. 877-956-9566. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. Mark@armedamericanradio.org. And twitter.com/AARMark. And the emails lighten up, Sean.
Are they? What are we getting?
Well, you know, we were talking in the last hour about the Sunset Grill with Nikki Gosar, who is here, and we will be bringing her back in momentarily. You know, the owner, Mr. Rayburn, not wanting law-abiding citizens, patrons with guns in his establishment. Fine. Good for him. That's fine. He has the right to do that, and I don't begrudge him that right. We got an email from Walter Anderson about the Sunset Grill. Mark, I have the cards in PDF and a sign because we were talking about the Ohio right to carry.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Buckeye Firearms.
Buckeye Firearms, yes.
Right, Buckeye Firearms. And you can go to their website at buckeyefirearms.org and pick up and order these cards that you can take to them and let them know just how much money it's costing them.
Actually, I think Jim may have a surprise coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, because Mr. Jim Irvine from Buckeye is going to jump in too. He's been flying all around the world, but we'll get to him in just a second. Walter Anderson from Kingsport, Tennessee says, Mark, I have the cards in PDF and a sign. If you want me to email them to you, they look like this. Your fan from Kingsport, Tennessee. I hover over that little deal, and it's got a picture of a handgun with the ubiquitous the circle line through it?
Yes.
And in bright red letters, it says, no weapons allowed. Attention, criminals. This is a defense-free crime zone. All law-abiding patrons of this establishment have been disarmed for your convenience. Enjoy.
Absolutely.
Signed, the management.
Absolutely.
Mayor Daley knows a little bit about that, doesn't he?
He should.
Well, we had a situation in Chicago this week, didn't we?
Yes.
We had a, folks, you've probably seen this. I can't imagine you haven't. It's been all over the news. And the timing of this story is, you know, the timing is, it's never good when something like this happens. But coming on what we expect to be the McDonald decision in the Supreme Court here in the next, 4 weeks at the latest by the end of the term, when we expect a decision, a favorable decision, I might add, unless five of the nine justices decide to overturn themselves in the recent Heller decision 2 years ago. But it kind of goes like this, that there was an armed home invasion in Chicago. Imagine that, an armed home invasion in Chicago. Nikki, I want to get your comment, but that can't be possible, can it?
Say it ain't so.
An armed home invasion in Chicago. Guns are banned in Chicago. So I say this time after time that, you know, there must be a problem. We're misreading these stories because guns are banned. Criminals aren't supposed to have guns. However, in this particular case, a criminal actually had a gun, 9-time convicted felon, and he broke into a basement of a home expecting, because guns are banned, the homeowner wouldn't have a gun because they're illegal to own a gun in Chicago. Mayor Daley says so. Well, this time the homeowner was an 80-year-old Korean War veteran who had been robbed at gunpoint and stole $150 from him in his own home last year. And you know what he said? Enough. And he bought a gun.
Good for him.
He bought a gun. Well, that's not supposed to happen in Chicago. And he did. He bought a gun. And apparently this armed criminal comes in, and he comes in shooting. Well, the old man shot back. And the old man and his family are telling the tale on the news. and the criminal ain't. And, Sean, I believe we have a clip of the actual ABC in Chicago news footage of that account, do we not?
Yes.
Can we run that right now?
Yes, hold on.
Let's do it.
Kathy, this story begins like many others in the city. A family asleep, a robber, perhaps sensing an easy target, makes his move. The ending, though, is what makes it so unusual. An elderly man who fought back. Now some in his neighborhood are calling him a hero.
It's going to be them or us when you come into our house.
Butch Gant says his father is sad he took a life, but confident he did the right thing. Just after 5 this morning, police say a man dropped his bike in a backyard, then broke into this home through the basement window. The 80-year-old owner, a Korean War vet, heard the noise, grabbed his gun, and confronted the man. Relatives say the intruder fired first, but it was the homeowner's shot that hit its mark.
He did what he had to do, protect his family. That's the main thing. Protect your family.
My thoughts on it is you have to protect your family and the things that you've worked hard for. And at their age, what else could they do?
This woman is the homeowner's granddaughter. Her 12-year-old son was in the house during the break-in. She asked that we not reveal her identity.
He's shaking, of course, because he's only 12, but we'll get through it.
Police interviewed the homeowner and his wife for several hours, but released them without charges. Relatives say the man got the gun a few months ago after 3 armed men broke into his house and stole $100. Chicago's ban on handguns is now before the United States Supreme Court. Opponents of the ban have long argued it violates people's constitutional right to protect themselves.
People want to defend their homes against the people who have the illegal weapons already. And they have illegal weapons regardless of a handgun ban.
The elderly couple's relatives and neighbors say this case is proof a gun in the right hands can potentially save lives.
Anytime anybody come in your house, you're supposed to kill them. If somebody come in my house, I know what I'm going to do.
The Supreme Court could decide any day now whether to toss Chicago's handgun ban. This evening, a spokesperson for Mayor Daley defends the ban, saying in most cases, guns, even in the hands of law-abiding citizens, end up doing more harm than good.
Now, okay.
Will there be a citation?
Stop the tapes, Nerdly.
It doesn't.
Sean, we have an unknown anonymous spokesman for the mayor who defends the ban. I mean, to me, this is just absolutely ludicrous. Bonehead of the Week award number 2 goes to the mayor's anonymous, unknown spokesperson who defends the handgun ban in the face of this. Now, I would like to point out, folks, that this man has not been charged. He will not be charged for violating Chicago's handgun ban because of you.
Yes.
Because of your outrage. Even Daley knows. So we are beginning to see, Sean, I think, the tide turn.
And it needs to be. People need to, you know, these people that are anti-guns and think that guns are bad need to understand that the laws that they are trying to pass are not working.
No, and that is proof positive of that. Now,
yes,
having run that, that's compliments of local ABC Chicago News. We appreciate that. Very much, but it's very telling. Now, we have, already time just flies by.
Yeah, it does.
So let's go ahead and reintroduce Nikki Gosar. Nikki, welcome back to Armed American Radio. You've been sitting there very patient.
Hello, hello.
Isn't that something else to listen to that? I mean, it just defies logic. You sit there and you think, how can anybody in their right mind defend the ban on handguns in the face of this?
Mm-hmm. That's an extreme bonehead.
There you go. Extreme bonehead.
That's a, that,
not
know
just
what?
A bonehead.
That's Look a new up. One. We need to add that to the rack. That's a new one right
I'm
there.
I'm telling you. Now, when we come back from the break, this is a tremendous opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, to kind of, and I love this word, segue into our next guest, Guy Smith. Guy Smith is the author of gunfacts.info and has made it his life's work to debunk the anti-gunners and how much fun is this conversation going to be?
I'm going to love hearing this.
It
I am
is
too.
Too much fun. And we have 1 minute. So let's go ahead and bring Guy in now and welcome him to Armed American Radio. Guy, welcome on the program.
Well, how
Howdy, Merck. Glad to be here. I'm ready to roll.
Oh, man. We have, see, I wanted to get you in here before the break. We've got about 15 seconds, I think Sean's telling me.
Yes.
But I want to let people know, because you heard that clip, it just defies logic.
It goes beyond myth logic. And I've got to tell you, out of all the myths, out of all the bunkum I've heard over a decade, that little quote from Daily Spokes Critter is just the worst.
That's the Bonehead of the Week award number two. So, guys, stick around. Extreme Bonehead, according to Nikki. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have a lot of fun debunking the antis and the gun control myths. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, and we will be right back.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS that you can't afford to pay? Or are you stuck in a tax payment plan that is getting you nowhere? The IRS is now taking very aggressive actions, such as bank levies and wage garnishments. If you owe the IRS at least $15,000, call American Tax Relief. They've helped thousands of people like you eliminate up to 85% of their delinquent taxes. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, American Tax Relief can settle your debts for less than you owe, remove penalties and interest, and protect you from bank levies and garnishments. As a hardworking American, you do have rights. Call American Tax Relief for a free consultation and see how much money they can save you. Call 1-800-605-3241. If you qualify, you can save up to 85% on the taxes you owe. Call right now. 1-800-605-3241. That's 1-800-605-3241.
Well-known for high-quality handmade leather holsters, Galco Gun Leather now offers a product line made of virtually maintenance-free kydex. Check out the Triton inside the waistband holster. The Triton by Galco is fast, thin, and easy to conceal. The belt clip offers quick on and off capability, while the sweat guard protects both the gun and the gun carrier. If you're a fan of kydex holsters and require deep inside the waistband concealment, the Galco Triton line is for you. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, visit GalcoGunLeather.com.
One shot, one kill. That's Extreme Shock, the world's most advanced ammunition. For self-defense or hunting, there is no equal. Engineered to inflict maximum damage on its target, Extreme Shock's composite bullets fragment on impact, delivering devastating stopping power and carving catastrophic wounds. We've got the photos, videos, and testimonials to prove it. Find a dealer or order now at ExtremeShockUSA.net.
If you are faced with the decision to pay your mortgage or your credit cards or buy groceries, then this message is for you. The real solution to solving your problem with credit card debt is to reduce the amount you owe to creditors. The less you owe, the more money you will have for more important things in life. Strategic Resources wants to give you information about all your options for free. In a simple 5-minute phone call, you can find out which programs work best for your life now. 800-981-9371. 800-981-9371.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care, with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
We are having more fun than gun radio people should be able to have. Aren't we, Sean?
Yes.
Man, I'm telling you, from Delray Beach, Florida, beautiful down there, by the way, to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska, you are listening to the Armed American Radio Network and parts unknown and all parts in between. And I think we're up to 20 countries now.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. They're listening in Moscow.
What?
Yeah. Mm. Isn't that cool?
Now, that's real cool. That, you know, that's real good. That means we're doing something right.
You better believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to go to armedamericanradio.org. armedamericanradio.org and click on the America's Hero page at the top of the site and check out our latest adopted hero. Of course, Samuel Rouse is on there. And, you know, what can I say about Samuel and his family, Ed? You know, the sacrifices that they've made are just, you know, they leave you speechless. They leave you speechless. Great friends of the show. They've been on the broadcast many times. They will be on the broadcast many more times. And we're going to continue to follow Samuel as he fights for our freedoms and his family. And we now have a new one. And that is the 317th U.S. Cavalry. And that's a beautiful thing. So go check out armedamericanradio.org, armedamericanradio.org, and click on the America's Heroes page. And you'll see the photographs of our heroes and who we're following. And tomorrow would be a great day. You've seen the Kingsford commercial, Sean?
Yes,
Slow Down and Grill. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Slow Down and Grill. While the grill is smoking, it would be a great opportunity to bake some cookies, put some cards together, throw some toiletries together, whatever the case may be, and ship them over to the address on that website and let the heroes fighting on behalf of our country and your family and my family know that we're thinking about them, especially on Memorial Day weekend. It would be a good time to do that.
That really
I'm going
would be
to do
nice.
It.
I am too.
And I think all of us should do it. And that information is up on the website. So by all means, do that. Okay. Nikki Gosar, welcome back.
Hello, hello.
And Guy, let's get you in here. Guy Smith is the author of gunfacts.info. Guy, welcome back to Armed American Radio. Let's have some fun.
Oh, great to be here. Let's do it.
Okay. Wow. Where to start with you? Let's talk about the Chicago incident. How about it?
Well, you know, the Chicago incident is amusing on so many different levels. I just cannot keep from laughing most mornings. But the clip that you played, I think, was very instructive. We heard several people being interviewed, and these are people who don't live in great neighborhoods. And all of them, every last one of them said, you got to do what you got to do. You have to protect yourself. Even in Chicago, where the politicians, or as I like to refer to them, rectal parasites, have been preaching that guns
are
bad, they finally said, no, we've got to defend ourselves because the government can't do it for us. And I've got a prediction to make. I'm two of them. First, I think the Chicago gun ban case, the McDonald case, is going to come down in our favor. And second, I think when that happens, you're going to see a lot of people who live in rough neighborhoods dancing in the streets because they realize that for once they have a chance not to be gunned down in their own homes, not to be gunned down on their front porches, that they actually have a chance at survival.
Guy, when you see the public outrage and the outpouring of support that we see for this family in Chicago, the prosecutor be dared, triple dog dared, to even attempt to prosecute this man. The public outcry would be, I mean, just absolutely.
Well, from a political standpoint, nothing worse could have possibly happened to the city of Chicago.
Especially at this time.
Right. A poor elderly couple who defended themselves after serial break-ins and after an armed assault by a criminal, no prosecutor in his right mind would touch that case. Now, granted, the prosecutors in Chicago may not be in their right mind, but they're not even so dumb as to go after this guy.
No, they can't. Well, they could. They could. But I understand, and I'll have to do a little bit more research, I believe. You and I talked earlier today about there being a piece of legislation that gave the prosecutors an out here, that regardless of the ban, that they couldn't be prosecuted for defending their lives after an incident, I believe, in 2004.
Right.
in a suburb of Chicago, where the man who defended himself with a gun was prosecuted.
Right, and that brings up a critical point. Even in Illinois, at the state level, they realize that prosecuting somebody, despite a technical violation of the law, was just bad policy.
It's not politically expedient, is it?
Not in the slightest. And you have to give credit for somebody in Illinois that they said, you know, there's a certain level of stupidity that we will tolerate, but, you know, beyond that, we're going to cut it off.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's have some fun with you now. That Chicago thing, boy, we could take that. We're going to continue to watch that because the McDonald case, I have said publicly, I'm still hoping for a 9-0. Now, I'm not going to get a 9-0, even though we know we should. But I had Alan Gura, the lead attorney for the McDonald case, literally days after the week, within the week after he argued the case, the McDonald case before the Supreme Court, come on this program. And I guess the way to phrase this is I asked him, with the Heller decision in 2008, don't the justices have to rule a certain way? In other words, his comment was, yeah, five of the four justices in the majority would literally have to overturn themselves, which is not going to happen.
Right.
Quick thoughts on that before I ask you about some fun gun control myths?
Well, the Supreme Court is capable of bending the law probably better than any practicing lawyer that I know of. I participate on Eugene Volokh's UCLA-sponsored constitutional law forum on firearms. And the betting so far that I'm seeing from people on that forum, people who are far smarter about con law than I am, is that we're probably going to see a 6-3 on this one. And the reason is there are three diehards who are going to bend their rhetorical elbows around the back of their necks in order to try to put some sort of barriers up at the state level. But odds are we are going to win this one. The tell for me was listening to the oral arguments. The fellow who argued the case in favor of Chicago, the very first words out of his mouth were demoralized.
He knew. And that is some of the most incredible testimony to read. That those oral arguments were just a lot of fun.
But listening
to
the guy's voice, you could tell that he was defeated from the beginning.
Sure he was.
You could almost see him just standing there shaking his head going, why did I bother to show up today?
Yeah, we've already got Daily, Bonehead Daily out there. You know, you can't help it.
That's extreme.
But he's already trying to find ways around it because he knows it's inevitable. So the tide is turning in Chicago. See, time keeps getting away from us. When we come back from this upcoming break, I want to get into those fun things I keep talking about. And the first one I want to hit you with is the Wild West.
Okay, I'm in the Wild West, so I got plenty to say on that.
There you go, because we hear a lot of things, a lot of gun control myths about the Wild West. And, of course, the Wild West was wild and deadly. And that the towns had gun control instituted because they, even in the Wild West, guns were bad. Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, joined by Nikki Gosar, my producer Sean Young. And we'll be right back with Guy Smith to talk about some of those fun gun control myths right after these messages.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
With consumers still looking to save money wherever they can, getting the most out of their cars continues to be very important. Jody DeVere, president of Women's Automotive Association International, knows that using quality products in your car today can help save money in the long run.
Motor oil is called the lifeblood of your car's engine and one of the most important ways you can protect your investment. But all motor oils are not the same.
DeVere recommends asking for a high-quality oil by name because Pennzoil and Quaker State, for example, invest heavily in comprehensive product testing and are formulated to meet the demands of today's engines.
Don't leave the oil choice to the person behind the counter, because using a high-quality motor oil in the right grade can help maximize fuel economy, minimize emissions, and help save money by preventing costly engine damage.
For more information about the importance of high-quality motor oil, visit motoroilmatters.org. I'm Ron Javers.
Imagine all your important files are on your office computer, which is usually the case. So to work from home or while traveling, you have to copy files to CDs or to a flash drive or email files to yourself or sync up to your laptop. Whatever it is, it's a hassle, and half the time we forget to do it. So there's an answer. It's the answer I've been using for years. GoToMyPC. Use GoToMyPC to remotely access your office Mac or PC from any other computer on Earth. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com and you'll have instant access to your Mac or PC. I had the computer of my home in front of me in Africa, thanks to GoToMyPC. It's easy to set up, easy to use, and as secure as online banking. If you or your employer don't have a web-based remote access service, now's the time. I want you to try GoToMyPC free today. I have a special 45-day free trial for my listeners if you use the promo code Prager. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button. Remember to use the promo code Prager.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll-free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Mark, please bring the show to Wilmington, North Carolina. I enjoy listening to you streaming online, but I would love to have you on the radio here. Jeff Thompson. Jeff, we would love to be on the radio in Wilmington. I have some great history in Wilmington. Love the area. The beaches are beautiful. Wrightsville Beach. Know it very, very, very well. Had family there for a long time and an absolutely wonderful place. We are working on it and we will get there. In the meantime, you can help. Pick the phone up, call your local station, ask for the management and tell them that you politely want Armed American Radio on the air. They'll know where to go from there. So appreciate the email. And we have another email from Keith. Keith doesn't say where he is, but he is a new Glock owner. And before we go to gun myths, I think we need to answer this email with Nikki here because he's referring to Nikki Gosar's incident, and it's kind of a compelling email. And Guy Smith, author of Gun Facts at gunfacts.info, can jump in on this one too. Sean, welcome back, my friend.
I am here.
All right, this says, hi, Mark. This is Keith from Detroit. No, he does say where he's from. Silly me. Keith from Detroit. I just bought my first Glock yesterday. It's a Glock 23, 40 cal. Great gun, by the way. Compact with a Galco inside the pants holster. I'm loving it. I went out and got it as soon as my CPL license arrived last Friday. I could really sympathize with your guest being stalked. I believe that I am being stalked at my job. My job is at a pistol-free zone, a community college. I also have a second job at a community college, so I can't even carry legally most of my working day. Do you have any suggestions? Thanks. Your newest Glock jock, Keith. Nikki, that's obviously directed at you. So, you know, what do you tell somebody in that situation? Didn't you used to work at a school too?
Yes, I used to work at a college as well.
Okay. What kind of suggestions do you have for Keith?
Wow. Well, what I would really like to suggest, I can't say. But anyway, you need to get involved in trying to change legislation. These gun-free zones are killing zones. I can tell you that because I've been there. If you feel like you have someone stalking you, I would definitely carry that gun with you everywhere that is legal. And just get involved, you know, get involved in grassroots organizations. Start making contact with your legislators. Try to do something about this.
Yeah, you've got to get involved and it literally from the grassroots up, I think, Keith. And, you know, not a good situation to be in. Carry the gun, like Nikki said, with you legally. Train. Mm-hmm. Take a class, take a second class, take a third class, go to the range, do whatever you need to do. You're waving your finger. Go ahead.
One thing with the semi-autos like that, you do need to train. Train a lot, especially what I do is I throw a couple of dummy rounds in my magazine, and you need to practice your tap and rack. Tap and rack, tap and rack.
That is a great suggestion, and you do. You have a great gun. Guy, any suggestions for a letter like that?
Because if the politicians want a gun-free zone, you have to somehow convince them that the public will eviscerate them, hang them, unelect them, put them on the unemployment line. And in some areas, that's tougher than others. I live in San Francisco. Imagine the uphill battle that I've got here.
Woo.
Trying to.
You need climbing shoes on.
Climbing shoes, grappling hooks, anything I can find.
Grappling hooks for sure.
And right. A shovel.
In fact, the funny side story on that is that all of my friends here in California are asking me to leave the state. because when I lived in Florida, they passed their concealed carry law right as I was moving away. And I moved to Virginia, and as soon as I was ready to leave Virginia, they passed the concealed carry law there.
Well, so, get out of there and go somewhere that's got it and get out of that goofy People's Republic out there of California.
And my friends are willing to pay the bill because they theorize that they will get concealed carry the moment I leave.
Yeah, they probably will. All right, well, listen, let's, Keith, first off, thank you very much. Be very careful. Watch your back. Train with that weapon. You have a great gun. In fact, I'm actually carrying right now in the safest studio in Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, the father of the Glock 23, the Glock 22, the bigger full size. But, you know, we can open carry in Georgia, so that's nice. But that is a great gun. You've got a great holster with the Galco. They make great gun leather. Been to that plant, seen it, love it, wear it, carry in it, and just train. Take as much as you can. Spend what you can. I know times are tough. But learn how to use that weapon and get yourself out to the range and carry it everywhere you can legally. It's that simple. And work to change the law so that you can carry it at work. Thanks very much for the letter. Guy, I want to go directly to you. Let's talk about the Wild West. Blood was running in the streets, wasn't it?
You know, that is one of the ongoing myths. And it's funny that you said it that way because when I was in Florida, and they were talking about bringing concealed carry, you could see the lobbyists pouring out of Washington straight down I-95 to Florida. And they were saying, you pass concealed carry, there will be blood in the streets. People will be shooting out over fender benders. Of course, that never happened. And it didn't happen, by and large, in the Wild West. The same problems existed then as existed today. If there are people with criminal intent, and there is an opportunity for them to profit from it, and if there is insufficient resistance, then there's going to be carnage, just like there is in Chicago and New York and other places I would not live. And it's primarily caused when somebody gets the bright notion that banning guns is somehow going to keep the criminals from behaving badly. Last time I looked in the dictionary, that was pretty much the definition of criminal. So in the Wild West, despite legends, despite Hollywood's portrayal of it, most towns, the criminals went around. They would pick off people in farms that were in isolated areas. They would try to rob stagecoaches moving between towns. But actually going into a city and causing trouble, that was more likely to get the thugs killed than any other place.
All right, how do you answer this one? This is a good one. I'm a big fan of Arizona. In fact, I have Bonehead number 3 coming up on some comments made about Arizona from this is a beauty here. I'll just read one sentence of it in a short while, and you'll get the gist of it. But I'm a big fan of the state of Arizona. I believe that Arizona is a free state, obviously, and is making laws to remain a free state right now, and is coming under some pressure by, you know, the media and a small but vocal minority in the media that are all over it, and some wizards out in your state too, you know, that don't go to Arizona. But let's, you know, I'm a big fan of Tombstone, and I get out there quite a bit. I try to get out there at least once a year, and already was earlier this year. And, you know, the movies, Hollywood, they're great. They're entertainment. You got to take them with a grain of salt, okay? But how do you do when you remember when, who was it? I believe it was Virgil Earp in the movie Tombstone, and he uttered the following comment. Nobody's saying you can't own a gun. Nobody's saying you can't carry a gun. We're just saying you can't carry a gun in town. Now, that's used by Paul Helmke and Peter Hamm or Dennis Haneke and all the other kooks and wackos. That is proof positive that even gun control existed in the Old West.
Well, yeah, gun control occasionally existed in the Wild West, and you can see about how long it lasted every time. The moment gun control came about, you would get some band of fellows sweeping through the town, shooting the place up, robbing people at will, gunning down their enemies, and whoever the local sheriff was who enacted that particular form of stupidity was pretty much removed from office right away, if not actually shot by one of the citizens just to get the problem taken care of.
Yeah, that happened. That definitely happened, and unfortunately, again, up against a break. Now, you're going to stick with us for the next hour, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good, because we're going to do even more, and we're going to talk about even more. But when we come back from this break, which, man, they come up too quick, on the heels of what Mexico's president said, myth, guns from the U.S. create crime in other countries. Yeah, we'll find out about that, ladies and gentlemen, right after these messages here on the Armed American Radio Network.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-866-412-7799. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-866-412-7799. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35 to $99 per month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now. 1-866-412-7799. That's 1-866-412-7799.
Visit the United States Concealed Carry Association online at usconcealedcarry.com. Formed in 2003 by Mr. Timothy J. Schmidt, the USCCA is the nation's ultimate resource for the armed citizen. Now boasting tens of thousands of members in all 50 states, the USCCA has become America's leading source of information for the law-abiding citizen who has chosen to arm themselves. Your membership to the USCCA will include a subscription to the association's flagship publication, Concealed Carry Magazine. Mailed to all members 8 times annually, Concealed Carry Magazine has become America's most important single source of information for those who choose to live the armed lifestyle. Each issue is packed with the information you need, including unbiased product reviews, gun safety tips, training techniques, and informative columns written by some of the most knowledgeable authors in the field of personal defense. Become a member of the USCCA today online at usconcealedcarry.com. Join the thousands of Americans who have made the same decision you have. Join today.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? I'd like you to get to know Visiting Angels. Visiting Angels assists senior citizens and adults to continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers will provide your loved ones with assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework. Home care services are provided up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates, and you may select your caregiver before service begins. Visiting Angels has become America's choice in home care with 300 franchised locations across the nation. Call toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE. To find an office near you, visit www.visitingangels.com. For home care for your loved ones, call Visiting Angels at 877-374-LIVE. That's Visiting Angels, toll free at 877-374-LIVE. L-I-V-E.
Deep concealment and amazing affordability combine in Galco's new Tuck and Go inside the waistband holsters. The Tuck and Go's open top allows for a fast draw, while the holster's reinforced mouth allows for smooth and easy reholstering. Available for over 35 models of handguns, the Galco Tuck and Go combines amazing affordability with the quality you expect from Galco gun leather. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order online, please visit galcogunleather.com.
Now, back to the Armed American Radio Network show. We're talking about guns, ammunition, and the right to bear arms. This is the Armed American Radio Network. Here again, Mark Walters.
Oh, man, the time just keeps flying by. We have so much fun. And, you know, because this conversation is kind of fun, we like talking about gun control. I want to take a quick break and let you know that if you want to call in and participate, please do so. The gun control myths are great. You can debunk them at every twist and turn with facts. 877-956-9566, 877-956-9566. And we're also going to have a giveaway coming up in the next, probably the next segment, quite frankly, or maybe the next hour. But we're going to be giving some stuff away, right, Sean?
Yes, and I have a question for Guy.
Yeah, well, go ahead and jump on it.
Now, Guy, do criminals go to gun shows to get guns?
I am so glad you asked that. I'm in the process of writing another book called Catalog of Canards, and the whole purpose of the book is to teach people how political lies are told and spread so that they can recognize these lies as they're being told.
That would be propaganda.
Propaganda 101. And Michael Bloomberg is arguably either a Machiavellian genius or a pure idiot. I cannot determine which at the moment. But he's been going after the gun shows. And what we have discovered, thanks to research by our federal government, is that gun shows are almost never the source of guns. Depending which of the studies you look at, maybe 1% of the guns used in crimes or recovered from crime scenes, to be more accurate, originated at gun shows. Just about, if I remember the number correctly, just about 38% of all crime guns come from family members or friends of the criminal, and about another 38% are stolen. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's a little bit of overlap because, well, you can expect a criminal to steal a gun from their family. So when you have, that's 70 plus percent of guns coming from those two sources and less than 1% of guns coming from gun shows, you kind of understand that Michael Bloomberg has jetted off into an intellectual neverland.
Yeah, and he's probably going to stay out in neverland because every single time he brings this up, he looks foolish.
He looks foolish, but then again, consider the company that he keeps. One of the little tidbits I ran across last year was that his Mayor's Coalition Against Illegal Guns, or whatever they're calling it this month, receives funding from the Joyce Foundation.
Mm.
Now, you would think that a guy with, you know, $9 billion in his pocket could roll his own organization, but he's actually taking money from the money bags of the entire gun control industry. I found that fascinating. Unless your listeners forget, Mr. Obama was a board member of the Joyce Foundation
That's right.
for 8 years.
Absolutely.
That's right. And, okay.
Well, you know, the reason why I asked that question, because I know when I've gone to gun shows that they always do the whole gamut. Just they do the, you know, the check and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's one of the things that I've had people who don't, or people that are not gun friendly, that's the first thing they say to me. I'm like, I don't know where you're getting that from, but that's not true.
Well, I had a wonderful thing happen about a month ago. I was hanging out at an NRA recruiting table outside of a gun show at the Cal Palace in San Francisco. It's actually south of San Francisco. And a reporter came up and wanted to talk to one of the NRA officers who was there. And they're not allowed to engage the press. But, you know, I had to perk up and I'd say, well, I'll talk to you. I'm an independent researcher. So I got into a wonderful conversation with this reporter and with her boss, who showed up as well. I said, have you ever been in a gun show? And she said, no, I haven't. That's one of the reasons I'm here. I said, allow me to walk with you. I'm going to shut up, and if you have questions, I'll be there to answer them. So I had 2 solid hours with a reporter from the Oakland Tribune, and it was wonderful to watch her eyes open up.
Mm-hmm.
As we were walking through, she said, you know, I don't get this. There's people selling beef jerky here and people selling luggage and people selling ammunition and stuff like that. I said, yeah, have you ever heard that quote from the Brady campaign that half of all vendors at a gun show are unlicensed dealers? And she was silent for a second. She said, oh, I get it. And it suddenly came to light to her that she had been lied to by the Brady campaign.
No, get out of here. No, no.
Yeah, your buddy, Paul Helmuth.
Okay. All right. You know, that guy could win a Bonehead Award every single week. And he made a comment that I have uttered on this broadcast many, many times, that we talked about earlier today, and this is a good time to bring it up, because you also alluded to the mainstream media, who I believe to be the most dangerous entity in this country because they shape public opinion. And they give groups like the Brady Campaign, who are a vocal minority, the appearance of being an outspoken majority. And that old adage that if you tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth, is a key component of propaganda.
Yep.
We all know that to be the case. Mm-hmm. Guy, correct me if I'm wrong. You're studying it right now.
Well, I am. And, you know, a lot of times when I'm interviewed, somebody will ask, what is your favorite myth? And my favorite still is the, you know, you're 43 times more likely to be killed if you have a gun in the house than if you don't. And the reason I always vote for that one is that just has this amazing longevity. We're going on 30 years now of this study being so thoroughly debunked that at one time it had 2 separate entries at junkscience.com. But it keeps going. The problem is, and I'm in marketing, my real day job is as a marketing strategist, and so I work with the media on a lot of different fronts. One of the big problems is that, yes, there are activists in the media, there are people with an agenda, but the average reporter never has the opportunity to learn something at the depth they need to report on it faithfully. Picking up a loose, easy-to-repeat soundbite is one of the things that they do to help enhance a story that they have to get out by deadline. Our opponents in the gun control industry, and I will have to give them credit, have good marketing teams because they find ways of distilling their talking points down to very repeatable sound bites that then echo and ricochet for decades throughout the public consciousness.
Such as when Paul Helmke last year made the following comment that we don't need any more dangerous people in our national parks with guns, referring to law-abiding citizens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he has not corrected that statement, so we have to assume that. I've got to ask you what, because we, again, are buttoned up against the clock. Now, you're going to stay with us, and that's great. Gun control in the United States. All right, let me back up. Guns in the United States cause crime in other countries. Sean, do we have enough time here to run that 50-second Calderon clip real quick?
We could try.
Let's try.
It'll be close.
If we have to, I'll cut you off.
Okay.
Mexico needs your cooperation. And that is stopping the flow of assault weapons and other deadly arms across the border.
Okay, go ahead and cut that right there. All right. You heard that direct from the president of Mexico on the floor of the People's House in this country. It was disgusting and despicable.
And completely irrational on top of that.
We have 30 seconds. Thousands of guns going into Mexico from the U.S. every day, causing problems in Mexico. Yes or no?
Absolutely not. In fact, the worst problem is them getting real live AK-47s from Afghanistan on a daily basis.
Yeah, I've never seen the grenade launchers at the gun shows, and I've been to them all over the United States. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. You're on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm joined by Nikki Gosar, my producer. Love him. Executive producer. He's just been promoted. Sean Young. We're here with Guy Smith. We're going to be back with George, the Mad Ogre Hill, and get this. Jim Irvine from Buckeye is going to be in. We'll be right back. Stick around. Don't go anywhere. You're on the Armed American Radio Network.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Hello, this is Steve Down, author of Financially Fit for Life. Several years ago, following a business failure, I found myself in more than $1 million in personal debt. The very thought of bankruptcy put me into despair. But then I realized that if I had the ability to get $1 million in debt, that same ability could get me out of debt. I then put together a plan to pay off my debt within 5 years without filing bankruptcy. I made an amazing discovery. The plan that would pay off my debt in 5 years was the same plan that could retire me in 5 years. But you don't have to take my word for it, because I'm willing to send you my free CD that has proven to thousands how they could do the same, debt-free and financially free, all within 5 years. I know you too can do the same. Because it's free, you have nothing to lose but your debt, and you have a lifetime of financial health and wealth to gain. Call now for your free CD at 888-7-WAKE-UP. That's 888-7-WAKE-UP. 888-792-5387.
This year, most of the U.S. had the kind of weather that would make a polar bear call in an order for a Snuggie. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. If you were working from home with the 3-Step Plan, you wouldn't have to fight the snow or traffic. You wouldn't have to worry about what to do with the kids on snow days. The 3-Step Plan could make it possible for you to work from the comfort of your home and earn as much or even more than you do sliding around on the pavement going to work for somebody else. Most people build a home business with the 3-Step Plan on a part-time basis. But many do develop a business that earns more than they did working at a job. Can you picture yourself beside the fireplace with a telephone and a computer working your own business? To find out how you can make more money working from home, go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-895-6545. 800-895-6545.